Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the headquarters of Relevant Radio in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, my name is Father Mark Malezva. It's a great joy to celebrate this Holy Mass with you. All those listening through the radio or on relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And today the church celebrates. Today is Tuesday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time. Be my protector, O God, a mighty stronghold to save me, for you are my rock, my stronghold. Lead me, guide me, for the sake of your name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie
eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. James. Blessed is he who perseveres in temptation, for when he has been proven, he will receive the crown of life that he promised to those who love him. No one experiencing temptation should say, I am being tempted by God. For God is not subject to temptation to evil, for he himself tempts no one. Rather, each person is tempted when lured and enticed by his desire. Then desire conceives and brings forth sin, and when sin reaches maturity, it gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers and sisters. All good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that he may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed the man you instruct, O Lord.
Blessed the man you instruct, O Lord.
Blessed the man whom you instruct, O Lord, whom by your law you teach, giving him rest from evil days.
Blessed the man you instruct, O Lord.
For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor abandon his inheritance. But judgment shall again be with justice, and all the upright of heart shall follow it.
Blessed the man you instruct, O Lord.
When I say my foot is slipping, your mercy, O Lord, sustains me. When cares abound within me, your comfort gladdens my soul.
Blessed the man you instruct, O Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Whoever loves me will keep my word, says the Lord, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him.
Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember, when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Sort of interesting, but when you see young children, or maybe if you look back in our own lives where we were young children, we seem to be, our emotions kind of fluctuate rather easily, rather really high, really excitable, or really kind of down in the dumps. They can kind of go back and forth rather easily. You can probably picture this in your own mind. And not that it's not still there as we get adults, but it's a little bit different. It's a little more tempered, I would say. Because for instance, we're going to bake some cookies for some young kids. They get very excited, super excited, right, for fresh cookies. Now, as adults, we kind of see those and think like, well, I don't know if I should really have the sugar. I don't know if I should really have the calories. You're not quite as excited for something like that. But nevertheless, what can happen, and nobody's ever excited about, if the cookies get burnt. If the cookies get burnt and they're hard, nobody likes that. Nobody likes hard cookies. The reason I bring this up today is because of our gospel. Jesus rebukes his disciples, and he's kind of been doing this a little bit of the scriptures we've been hearing as of late, even going back to yesterday. He rebukes the Pharisees for not believing, not having that faith. And here we have Jesus with his disciples, kind of gently but sternly a little bit, rebuking them a little bit. In particular, this one line really stood out to me. Are your hearts hardened? In a sense, is there something blocking your heart to be able to receive all that I wish to give you? I think it's just a good check on us today as well. We look at Jesus' heart, the beautiful image of the Sacred Heart. It's a heart that's beating. It's a heart that's alive. It's a heart that's on fire for divine love. It's a heart that's also pierced. But it's this beautiful image. And do our hearts reflect that as well? Or are our hearts hardened? Is there a little piece of it that may be like, okay, Lord, I'm just going to kind of keep this part to myself. I don't want to kind of go into that. Or is there this part of us like, oh, Lord, I got this. I got it all taken care of. Don't need you when it comes to this, but thanks. I'll keep you in mind. Hearts are meant to reflect his. Full of love, alive, beating, all these things. And well, the beautiful thing is if there's a part of our heart that maybe is hardened, that needs to be softened, needs to be healed, we always have that opportunity. Unlike burnt cookies, you can dunk in milk as much as you want, are still probably always going to be a little hard. Our heart can always be softened, in particular if we go to Jesus and the beautiful sacraments that he gives us, the gift of the Eucharist, to be able to receive Jesus within our very hearts, to soften them, to receive his mercy, to receive his forgiveness, the sacrament of reconciliation, that we can once again be made whole, that we can once again be healed. We always have that opportunity. So I think as we celebrate this Holy Mass, we pray and we look interiorly. If we look into our heart, is there any part that's kind of hard there? Is there any part that needs to be softened? And then we invite Jesus in. We invite him in to heal it, to let us experience his mercy, to let us know his love, so we too can reflect his Sacred Heart, full of love, to those we meet today and throughout our lives as well. Confident that our Heavenly Father hears all our prayers, we present to him these our needs this day. For our Holy Father and all our bishops and priests, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For strong marriages and family life, that couples will find strength in God and serve as witnesses to the truth, the good, and the beautiful in the world. We pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that their hearts will be moved to defend religious liberty and the dignity of every human life. We pray to the Lord. For the homebound, those in hospitals and nursing homes, and anyone who depends on others for daily care, that they will be treated with generosity, charity, and respect. We pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Peter Zignigo, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day, as we make them from hearts that are contrite and humble. We ask that you hear them and that you grant them, if they be in accord with your most holy will. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. For to the vine, a work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this oblation, O Lord, we pray, cleanse and renew us, and may it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father most holy, for you are the one God, living and true, existing before all ages and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light. Yet you, who alone are good, the source of life, have made all that is, so that you might fill your creatures with blessings, and bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. And so in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, and gazing upon the glory of your face, glorify you without ceasing. With them we too confess your name in exaltation, giving voice to every creature under heaven as we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great, and you have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care, so that in serving you alone, the Creator, he he might have dominion over all creatures. And when through disobedience he had lost your friendship, you did not abandon him to the domain of death, for you came in mercy to the aid of all, so those who seek might find you. Time and again you offered them covenants, and through the prophets taught them to look forward to salvation. And you so loved the world, Father most holy, that in the fullness of time you sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior. Made incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, he shared our human nature and all things but sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, and to the sorrowful of heart, joy. To accomplish your plan, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him, who died and rose again for us, he sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, so that bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, O Lord, we pray, may the same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the celebration of this great mystery which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father most holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, we remember Christ's death and his descent to the realm of the dead. We proclaim his resurrection and his ascension to your right hand. As we await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice which you yourself have provided for your church, and grant in your loving kindness to all who partake of this one bread and one chalice, that gathered into one body by the Holy Spirit, they may truly become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory. Therefore, Lord, remember now all for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially your servant Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, all the clergy, those who take part in this offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ and all the dead, whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into an heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with your apostles and saints in your kingdom. There with the whole of creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may we glorify you through Christ our Lord, whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. At this time, we invite all those watching or listening to join me in making the prayer of spiritual communion. And so we pray, I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. And had their fill, and what they craved the Lord gave them. They were not disappointed in what they craved. The body of Christ. 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 Thank you. Let us pray. Having fed upon these heavenly delights, we pray, O Lord, that we may always long for that food by which we truly live. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join again tomorrow at the same time, noon central, for Holy Mass. And just a reminder to be sure to join Father Rocky this evening for the Family Rosary Across America, beginning at 7 p.m. central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And we continue to pray for an end to the pandemic, the coronavirus, within our country, within our world, in particular, through the intercession of Our Lady, under the title of Our Lady of Good Health. And so we pray. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.